We will open the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, November 12th, 2025 at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act. Thank you, Patty. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Adams, Haxby, Claybaugh, Tiemann, Doran, and Juergens. We also have the Honorable Mr. Rue from the Beatrice City Council here. Welcome. As well as the public here. Welcome to all of you as well. Our first consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve the minutes of the meeting held October 29, 2025. Approve all claims through November 12, 2025 in the amount of $828,384.68. Accept claim number 25110000088 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $6,884.46. And claim number 25110000091 to Johnny's Welding Inc. in the amount of $94.08. These will be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve specs and call for bids on culvert project. Approved.
Don't take rid of that one, he said. Yeah, I had that one.
Item 5 will be removed. Yeah, approve district court summary fee report and register deeds fee report for the month of September and October 2025. Approve EMS agreement extension letters and authorize the chairman to sign said letters. Approve signing 2025 distress warrant listing. Approve 24-25 fiscal year NBCS report. I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, less item 5, unless there are any items you'd like to pull off and discuss.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby.
I just have a quick question. The extension, EMS extension, is that a year? We just discussed it. It has been a little bit since we discussed it. I just want to clarify.
Those letters we sent out, we've got them all back now. So now
got them all back. Okay, yeah. That's why. All right, thank you.
June 30th, 2026.
I meant to ask earlier, but
yeah.
Any other questions, comments, items? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Consent agenda passes. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 25110000088 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $6,884.46. This is a company I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 5 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Will you turn that back on? And go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Approve or disapprove claim number 25110000091 to Johnny's Welding Inc. in the amount of $94.08. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through November 12, 2025 to $835,363.22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor with Mr. Juergens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. If you all would like to bring anything up, I believe, just make sure this isn't on the agenda, anything you'd like to come up, if you would come up and push the bottom right button on the presenter's table there, on the one to your right there, give your name and address for the record. And this would be for future agenda items or things you'd like us to take a look at.
I don't think it's on.
This is what you call public comment.
public comment. We can't discuss back and forth with you, but... Dave, would you be able to assist with IT on this? We're in the process of working into a new system so that we can eventually put this onto the internet so people can watch. And we are in, we're trying to get used to pushing the button so it does record us instead of being on all the time, things like that.
I can talk loud enough, you'll be able to pick it up on the recorder.
But well, we can definitely hear you.
Or have him sit where Patty sit. Was. Yeah.
Where would you be able to sit next over here on this table, and then that way we have it on that speaker? Can everybody see him over there? All right. Apologize for the inconvenience, sir. We will get this figured out. Name and address for the record, please, sir.
Try it again. Roy Lobby. You got it? Okay. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to address the board today. As you may know or may not know, I'm the organizer of the Democracy on Life support rally that we've been holding here at the courthouse since April 6th. We've met every Sunday since April 6th except for Easter Sunday. So as of last Sunday, that means 7 months of being here every Sunday. We've been respectful, peaceful. We have not had any issues until, well, anyway, we've been respectful and considerate of the county's property and the community as a whole. We've tried to be a positive voice and not a negative, and to offend anybody particularly or personally. We're a nonpartisan group. We're not Republicans or Democrats. We are strictly citizens that have decided that our democracy is in peril. And we wanted to speak up about that and draw attention to the fact that we feel we're losing our democracy with the current administration. When we first started, we were interviewed by the local press, and I said in my interviews that the reason we were there is we feel we're losing our democracy and that we owe it to the founding fathers and our ancestors, to all the veterans that fought every war in the name of preserving democracy, all the sacrifices that generations have put in to protect our democracy for the last 250 years, that's who we're there to support and stand up for. We're asking for our ancestors to help us save democracy in the process. We also said that we're there to support the veterans, the farmers who are, you know, farmers are in great peril right now due to the current administration's tariff and trade policies. 51% of the, there is a 51% increase in farm foreclosures and bankruptcy since January. So we're supporting our local farmers. We also said we're standing up for the working poor, the homeless, the hungry, the single parent families that are struggling to survive and feed their children and put gas in their car to get to work. All these people seem to be the forgotten ones in our country anymore, and nobody seems to give lip service to them even. And most importantly, we're standing up for law enforcement, particularly the Capitol Security and Capitol Police, that were four of them were killed, 140 of them injured, physically injured, and others that are mentally injured and suffering from trauma from the acts of the January 6th insurrection led by the current administration. So, you can kind of, so 3 weeks ago, the sheriff sent two deputies down the sidewalk and told us that we couldn't stand on the grass. That was after being there for 1 hour, one day a week for 1 hour for 6 months. All at once, we were told we couldn't stand on the grass. So you can imagine my surprise and the group as a whole that this was happening out of the blue. You know, when we actually are supporting our sheriff and feel that the sheriff and the deputies are in this county are our friends and are our friends. And I've always felt that Sheriff Gustafson was a very honest and decent man and knew the law and knew what was right and what was wrong and wasn't repeating the mistakes of the last sheriff in the last year with the Beatrice Six defect, you know. Anyway, so after that, then you guys had a board meeting where the sheriff publicly stated and threatened us with more severe actions if we continued. And then I had requested a written policy from the board and the sheriff or whoever, the county attorney, and I got no response for a written policy. And then I see in a board meeting that you said there was no written policy. And then there were some other comments that were very disturbing to me. But if there's no written policy, then how can you send the sheriff out to enforce a policy that doesn't exist? And to me, that's an unconstitutional act. And it's obviously, the only thing I can assume is that you're trying to shut us down, that you're, it's a partisan politics thing. You know, you're upset that we're there, I guess, and that we're having our freedom, enacting our freedom to assemble and peacefully argue our case. I don't understand how that could happen and how a sheriff could do something so illegal and unconstitutional. And I think it put your board in a very bad and embarrassing position. And I sent letters asking you to let this issue die, that it was really not an issue, that it's never been an issue for 6 months. How does it become an issue all at once? And hopefully you would see that you're in a very bad position on this. And I assume your attorneys have advised you not to proceed because we haven't seen the sheriff come back. And I would say that was good advice if in case that was given to you. This board's supposed to be nonpartisan. But evidently, I know you're all Republicans. That's a public record. And after these actions against the citizens and taxpayers in the county, you know, the people that are protesting, if you've paid any attention at all, you see until the last few weeks, we've all been senior citizens, right? There hasn't been any young kids out there. So you're looking at a group of people that have been paying taxes their entire adult life to this county. They've been paying for that grass. They've been paying for the upkeep of that grass. They're paying your salaries, right? And now you're telling a group of senior citizens they can't stand on the grass? Really? Come on, guys. Get serious here. This is so silly. It's just utterly ridiculous that you are even thinking about such a thing. And you say it's a safety issue. I heard that. And a liability issue. Where is the liability? Who's got liability here? Nobody. If there's a car accident out there, it's the guy driving the car that's liable. It isn't the people standing on the sidewalk or the county that owns it. It's a public sidewalk, so the public owns the sidewalk. The public owns the building. None of the public is going to be liable if there's an accident out on the highway, right? Who is liable? Where is this supposable liability at? I'd like that question answered. Well, it just seems to me like it's an obvious partisan action on the board to stop a protest that you don't agree with and that you're defending the current administration and their policies of constantly breaking our Constitution, constantly breaking the rule of law, in our opinion. And if you want to support that effort and lose your democracy and your freedom and give it up so easily and try to suppress us for standing on the grass, Well, then that's your decision to make, and I'm sure the taxpayers are aware of the situation. You know, this courthouse was built in 1892, so for 133 years, there's never been a need for a policy about standing on the grass. So, again, it's obvious to me that it's a partisan effort. It's a way to suppress our vote and our right to freedom of expression and freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. And there's no better place for that freedom to be demonstrated than in the public courthouse that is the form of our representative of our government as a whole and democracy as a whole. I can't imagine the people that went to the effort to build this beautiful building as a monument to democracy and to our government that was established 250 years ago. I can't imagine what those people would think when somebody is so petty that they would come out and tell us that are supporting their actions and the actions of all of our ancestors over the last 250 years that we can't stand on the grass. Seriously, this is just so ridiculous. I want to finish up just briefly here that I'd like you to reconsider not imposing some policy that has no teeth in it, that would not be able to be enforced, has no legal basis. It's just a policy. You don't have the legal ability, I don't believe, and I'm not an attorney, so I might be wrong, to enact an ordinance. That's not your job to install ordinances. And it would take an ordinance, a law, to say that we can't stand on the grass for the sheriff to be able to come down and do anything. And what's he going to do? Send us off to Governor Klink's concentration camp? So I don't know how you guys can even think about even proceeding on this. Anyway, after the last election on Tuesday of last week, when the results came in, I was informed that democracy had made a slight improvement on its health, and it was the first signs of real improvement since we started this effort to save democracy. But, however, it's still touch and go, and democracy will still be on life support until future, hopefully someday soon. And with that said, we're going to have to keep fighting for democracy, keep trying to save it. And I would just like to ask you one more request, other than I want my answers, my questions answered. I do have two questions that I failed to ask. I want to know who sent the sheriff out to harass us. I want to know who told the board to send the sheriff to harass us and try to shut us down. I think the taxpayers in this county need to know who's really in charge here, who's really sending out these orders, why it happened after 6 months. I'm not done here.
I got your question.
You want to answer it now?
They can't answer it. We can't.
Oh, I know it. I know that. Well, I understand. I understand. I'm just hoping that down the road you'll be able to have balls enough to answer it. The other thing, one more, I have a request. Winter's coming on, and there's going to be snowstorms. We'd like to make sure the south parking lot, the snow is removed, and the sidewalks cleaned off by, say, 11:30 on Sunday mornings. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lobby. Good morning, ma'am. Would you please give your name and address for the record?
My name is Corianne Moss. I live in Wymore, Nebraska, 415 South 12th.
Thank you.
I have a photo to share. This is our Nebraska State Capitol. This photo was taken October 18th. You will see Nebraska citizens standing on the grass in front of our State Capitol building. This photo is the perfect peaceful assembly observed at the Nebraska State Capitol on October 18th. It served as an excellent example of accommodating public gatherings without issue. This event sets a clear standard for respecting fundamental assembly rights across the state. Therefore, Gage County should align its policies with this demonstrated approach, avoiding any stricter regulations or impediments that diverge from these established norms. Consistent application of these rights is essential. I'd like to add, we do have veterans in our group. They sat out there in the shade, on the grass, when it was in the 90s. Our group has, we've been getting 50, 51 every Sunday. It's been peaceful. It's been fun. There's been back and forth. Nothing's ever got out of control or any liability issues. A white truck, there was water standing off the curb of the sidewalk, and a white truck ran across that water purposely and sprayed a little five-year-old girl standing on the sidewalk. And that's why we need to be back on the grass for safety issues. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Moss.
Don Schuler, 9415 East Sage Road, Wymore.
Welcome back, Mr. Schuler.
Well, thank you. I'm on the other side for the first time since I've been back in this office. I'm here to offer my opinion in regards to the peaceful protesters. They were approached, as you know, and has been described as by two deputies to get off the lawn and to use the sidewalk. I did a little research and found that the county's priority interest should be safety, which makes sense, but it does not make sense to direct peaceful protesters to use a sidewalk when the sidewalk adjoins the highway at the curb. That is certainly not safe. In my opinion, for whatever that's worth, they should have been telling the public or the protesters to move onto the lawn and away from the highway and the sidewalk, allowing room for pedestrians to use the sidewalk and providing a better margin of safety for those protesting. And I found that the previous board, or I learned the previous board or previous meeting, excuse me, that a policy is being discussed, and it seems to be after the fact. If there was no written policy and just a spoken policy, in my opinion, that is, there is no policy, at least to be enforced by the deputies and give them reason to harass these peaceful protesters. This smells very much like a petty partisan politics, and I don't know how else to slice it. That does not look good.
Thank you, Mr. Schuler. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Teresa Burt. My address is 1601 Elk. And I just want to say, because of what you've done, because of the sheriff coming over, because of you discussing it here, we've actually grown in number. So I guess we want to thank you for that, because of the publicity that we've gotten from the newspaper and all. We've gone from averaging 20 to 25 people to 40 to 50. So you've helped us. Some of us have talked and feel like that once you pushed us out onto the sidewalk, then the next step was going to be, you can't block the sidewalk. That is a policy that you can't, you know, we can't all park on the sidewalks in town. We would probably get ticketed for that, for parking on sidewalks and blocking public sidewalks. And so we feel like that would be your way of totally getting rid of us. But, and then there's just one other issue I want to address. I know I, for one, have written to my district supervisor, and I know others have written to their supervisors. And I guess I would ask that you be respectful and respond to us. Nobody ever gets a response. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if you would please, you know, whatever you want to say, but at least say, you know, hey, I got your email. Thank you for your opinion. But even when we ask questions, we never, ever, ever get a response.
That's right.
So that's all. Thank you.
Please. Yeah, I'm Charles Riedesel, 721 Grant Street, just a block from here. Some of you know me as one who participates in both Democratic and Republican organizations. I try to be open with information and in hearing all sides. I am a person of faith, and I do have my own strong convictions. It is that faith that compels me to try to build relationships with those who think differently. Our best hope of getting past the current mutual hate and fear is relationships. I hope you will listen to what I have to say in that light. I intend no disrespect. I live just a block away. Many days you may see me walking around here, working on my goal of 10,000 steps a day. I've been here in heat, cold, rain, and shine for a couple years now. I know well the particular care that is needed along the highway. The sidewalk is only 6 feet wide and is right next to it. The traffic can be heavy. Rainwater can splash. Walking against pedestrian traffic is generally no problem unless the way becomes excessively crowded. And fortunately, the grass is available. I understand that this board has recently perceived an issue with people encroaching onto the grass, and that the stated concern is, ironically, of safety. To me, it seems the obvious solution is to either widen the sidewalk or move it away from the highway, both of which could be fairly expensive, or more simply, to encourage use of the grass as long as there is little potential harm. I've done my walking on Sunday noons, taking advantage of the opportunity to join and encourage the demonstrators whose concerns about this country closely match my own. I've taken many pictures. My extensive observations and recorded documentation indicate that the group is peaceful and respectful of the property and are doing no noticeable harm to the grass. But to the real point, I am proud to be an American. I love walking among the flags during holiday times such as yesterday's Veterans Day. And I often help put them up and take them down. I deeply appreciate the veterans who fought for our freedoms, which includes the right to demonstrate. On rare occasions, I have taken the opportunity to greet a counter-protester, warmly welcoming them as they share in this wonderful right. Please do not attempt to deny us or anyone else this privilege. Thank you. I do have additional copies in case anyone would want one. Next, please.
Yes, Chuck Benson, 1007 North 10th Street here in Beatrice. Good morning, members of the board. I'm here today in all the capacities I hold in this community. I'm here as your neighbor. I'm here as a pastor. And yes, because my clients requested it, I am here as the attorney for Mr. Lobby and the Democracy on Life Support Group. I'm not here to make a legal threat. I'm here to do something more fundamental. I'm here to remind you, this board, of its highest duty under the law. I'm deeply concerned by the board's reaction to the peaceful assemblies on the courthouse lawn. These folks are not they're not strangers to you. These folks are your neighbors. They are Gage County citizens who love this country, who do not agree with the dominant narrative in our country that is dividing our country and promoting division and hate of neighbors. They have been peaceful and respectful. A healthy democracy requires that we listen to all points of view, not just the ones we find comfortable. When we react to dissent by seeking to manage or silence it, we damage the very foundations of our government. The First Amendment to the Constitution is not a suggestion. It's a command. What the law forbids, what is unconstitutional, is viewpoint discrimination. You can't restrict or react negatively to a group because you dislike their message. The courthouse lawn is a traditional public forum. It's precisely where citizens are meant to be seen and heard by their government. You don't have to like it, their message, their speech, but your duty is to protect it. I'm not going to explain. The United States Supreme Court has been very clear in establishing a three-pronged test, and I've explained, or I've talked about that to Mr. Harris in a letter. I'm not going to talk about that this morning. That brings me to my roots, who I am. I was raised in an Eisenhower Republican household, and I still hold those values, and they're very dear to me. They include pragmatic problem-solving, belief in the common good, and a deep respect for our institutions, chief among them the Constitution. The most conservative act you can take is to conserve the First Amendment for everyone. The most radical act is to chip away at it because an outside rigid ideology tells you to be afraid of your neighbors. I believe the majority of people in Gage County share these common sense values. They are not at odds with my faith either. As a Christian pastor, I'm concerned about how we treat our neighbors, especially those who are different from us. The prophet Micah's words guide all public service. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly. To act justly means upholding the law for everyone, not just for your supporters. To love mercy means listening to the current concerns of your neighbors and responding to their needs. And to walk humbly means accepting that you do not have all the answers. In Matthew 25, Jesus says, "Our judgment rests on how we treat the least of these." Jesus' words might not matter to everyone, but if we are public servants who hold ourselves out to be Christians, it most definitely matters how we treat the voices we find weak, inconvenient, or dissenting. With all due respect, I urge you to fulfill your oath, reject the rigid policies of division, uphold the Constitution, act justly, and listen to your neighbors. They matter, even when you don't like their message. Thank you very much.
Else like to come up and talk
about this or anything else for public comment?
Good morning. Margaret Haith, 104 West Granville, here in Beatrice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, good seeing you again, Mr. Shuler.
Thank you. Good to see you.
And as Mr. Shuler knows, I am a regular attendee at these board meetings. So I know this board can't speak, but I sure as heck can. It's too bad that some of you haven't been attending these meetings with me. And you, rather than just reading the minutes, you would have listened to the entire conversations that were said about this group. You have been defended. You have been taught that you have been peaceful. You have been respectful. They're not having any issues with you and what you're doing. But it is a safety factor. And I am a nonpartisan. And I do believe that, yes, I can see where there are some issues on both sides with the safety. For one thing, I myself, if I've driven by, I'm slowing down. I'm trying to read your signs. So, you know, if you got a lot of traffic, that can be causing a problem. We also know this isn't the best intersection in town either. So, and then it's also a safety issue for you folks. We understand all that. But I just believe, too, that, okay, you don't know why you can't be in the grass. But can you guarantee this board that if somebody is on the grass and somebody falls down and gets hurt, or like one of your veterans that you're talking about, will somebody not sue this board? I mean, it is. They, and I know that they said they were working on a policy, but it's not with your group, but your group has been peaceful. But what about the next group that might show up? How do you know what they're going to be like? So they're looking ahead, and yes, I think there should be a written policy on this. And I will admit, much to my father's chagrin, I have been a protester since I was in high school. And Dad would not let me go to Berkeley because he knew that all I was going to be doing was out protesting instead of going to class. And I have to tell you, more than one time, I have been, in our groups, we have been told we had to move for safety purposes because it just, it wasn't safe for us, it wasn't safe for somebody else. And as far as Mr. Riedesel's suggestion about with moving the sidewalk, making it wider, I have a suggestion of, you have four sidewalks around here. 7th Street gets a lot of traffic. How about if you would move over and have this on 7th Street rather than on 6th? But I'm just saying that's the flip side of it, that granted, it's public, it's a public access, but in defending this council, this board, that yes, I'm kind of seeing both sides on this, but they are not. And I repeat, I wish you would be here and listen to these. They have not been picking on you guys. And you said you were nonpartisan. Well, I have looked up most of you on the voter registration, and guess what? Most of you appear to be Democrats. And I don't think it's just because these are all Republicans that they are trying to pick on you people in particular. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. Would anyone else like to speak on this or any other items for upcoming board action or discussion? I appreciate that.
Can I address what she said? Is that an option?
No. I'm assuming you're going to talk about the going, okay, the council's telling me no. I'm assuming it's on a different street.
No, I'd like to address something else she said.
Mr. Harris.
This is a public
comment. It is comment, not debate. I'd be happy to talk to you about it, though, after the meeting.
No big deal. I'll talk to her instead.
Oh, okay, thank you, Mr. Lowry, for understanding.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate the input. We all do. We appreciate you coming, taking the time to come and let us know what you're thinking about as well. And I guess, like I say, this being discussed publicly, too, I can't remember Ms. Burke, I remember, and I apologize if I didn't say your name right, but it's brought additional attention to it. So, I mean, that's part of talking in the public forum. So we do appreciate either side coming in to talk to us. If there's no additional public comment, we will go into committee reports. Up first, which would address this, would be building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
And I guess as Dave's coming up, I will say, Dave, there was mention about snow removal on Sundays. I would encourage you to make sure we try to get the snow removed on all the walks and all the parking areas every day it snows as soon as possible, not just Sundays, but all the time if at all possible.
Sure. We do try to get on the same as
so we'll have to have you on the side mic again, sir.
Yes. Sorry, I don't know what's going on with that one, but on Monday I gave an update on our east entrance ramp. The Stanley door was installed. I think that's going to work really nice. We always had issues with the wind blowing the other doors and just beating them up, ruining. We had to replace the closures a couple of times and broken glass out of them several times too. So this slider will work very well. And I want to give a big thanks to Dawn Hill. She was the one, this has been a while back, but she told me there was grant money for this door through, correct me if I'm wrong, through the election of getting handicapped accessibility better, improved. So that door was $21,000, and she just told me on Monday, I think it was, Friday, that the whole amount is being paid for through this grant. So that's great news. And so with that savings, I would like to put a second door in on that east entrance when you come in. We've never had a true airlock where both doors are shut. Usually when somebody would push a handicap door, it would stay open for 30 seconds or more if the wind was blowing. And so there was a lot of cold air that would always come into the building. So if we did have another door in there, they slide, you know, back and forth so quick that would really help a lot with that.
That's a great job, Don. That's again, like I say, we brought that up. There's been over $500,000 that Don's brought in for different projects and grants. I mean, I hope everybody appreciates that. We do. Other people don't always know it, though, so it's nice to mention that. You're letting something to write down, Rob.
I am.
County Clerk Don Hill saves county money again. Well, that's great. Everybody trying to do whatever they can. And that's in conjunction with that project, the heated ramp, so that hopefully people can get in and out safely, regardless of walking or being handicapable myself right now, having a ramp to come down or, the doors. Those had to be difficult for wheelchairs when they would swing over.
It was.
So hopefully this makes it more accessible for everybody, regardless of your mode of transportation in the building.
It really will. Because even a 36-inch door with a panic bar on it and things, it's actually only about a 32-inch. And when people, especially if it's electric-style scooter or something, they couldn't hardly make that turn. So that's going to be nice. So, yeah, I'd like to say thanks again to Dawn for doing that. This is the second time she's surprised me. She told me about the lights, saying that she could get money for the lights, and sure enough, we got all of our lights paid for, LED replacements, and then when she told me about this door, I thought, well, yeah, that would be nice, but I'm more of a pessimist, I guess, and so she came through with that also, so that's going to be nice to get that all improved, because this courthouse always has been, since we're below grade to get in for handicap accessibility, we've always had a challenge with getting people in here. And we did have the heated ramp a long time ago, but it was starting to not work as well. So that's going to be really nice to get that all back in shape. And so Chad Bissiger, he's still applying the stucco. Hopefully we're going to have some nice days yet. He's really been working some long days to get that done. And after that, Adam and I just have to finish up on the inside to get it sealed up. Other than that, Sean Van Langham is supposed to be putting the lights on the trees today. The building is okay, so the Christmas lights that will be turned on the Thanksgiving or the Sunday before Thanksgiving should be ready for that. And flags will come down tonight at 5 o'clock is the time. Since it does get dark out, I think we'll probably start a little earlier than 5 o'clock. So the all-weather flags have been doing really well. I do worry when they're up that many days in a row with all the wind that we have that they're going to come off the poles, but they've been staying tough on there. So that's what I have.
Flags look great, Dave. Looks like that project's progressing nicely. Anything else for building and grounds from the board? as we are looking at stuff for folks that want to do stuff over on the lawn, I guess as far as who called the sheriff to move people on the sidewalk, that was me. I'd gotten calls from the public and also from a couple board members, and I said, what has been our policy on this? Because we had people calling from the public saying, can't you get them out of there? It looks trashy when people come through town, things like that. And I said, they've got an opinion there. They're trying to do whatever they want to do. There's been weeks where there's protesters right down the road, also on the sidewalk, for different messages. I asked the sheriff, well, just move them over to the sidewalk off the grass, whatever we've done in the past, let's just do that again. And that's evidently what we've done in the past. Can't say it's aimed at you guys, but I just try, and I bring this up a lot of times with the board, we try to be consistent. Regardless of what's going on, we try to be extremely consistent. We're not a nonpartisan board. A lot of them are. The county boards are not nonpartisan. But at the same time, we do try to accommodate everyone. And regardless of what side of the fence you're on, we want to treat everyone the same. And the same's not always good if you're on the other side, but we want to be the same with everyone. Now, we've had a policy we've gone through in the past. We've tried to stay consistent with that, but I guess it's not a written policy. We will continue to work on that, whatever that is. But like I say, if it's your group or another group, I guess I'll say if it's either side of the aisle groups, we just want to treat everybody the same. We're going to give you the same form here, the same form there. We're going to listen to your points, I hope. I think Mr. Schuler will back me up on this, sitting on this side of the desk, and him and I having different viewpoints on a lot of things. I feel like this board's always been really good at looking at both sides and hopefully always being respectful to both sides. If we haven't been, there'll be a correction made, but we always try to be consistently respectful to both sides and see all sides of you when at all possible. But nothing aimed at you guys. Hopefully we are just consistent. You may say we're consistently wrong. We hope to be consistently right, but that's the goal. When we get to the end of this, whatever it is, that's where we want to be going in the future, whether it's treating employees one way or another, the public one way or another, the way we treat ourselves. I mean, we want it to be consistent throughout. So I didn't want this to be on Gus, where the fingers pointed at him. Gus is the big bad wolf now, because he's not. I called over after some calls saying, clear out the folks on the sidewalk. And it's like, well, they're not doing something that they need cleared out for. What is our standard stance, or what have we done in the past? And that was the intention there is all. So don't point the blame at Gus, I guess, if you guys are angry or telling people who's doing something wrong. That lies with me, not with him. He just said, okay, this is what we've done in the past, and went forward with it. So I didn't want the heat to go on Gus when I'm the one that, after getting the other phone calls, made that call. But we will keep going through this. The attorney's looking at this. I just wanted to take the blame on something if it's my fault, so that it didn't get pointed at the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department are there working for all of us to keep all of us safe, and they're trying to do the right thing as well. So I didn't want any negativity towards them. I draw plenty of it towards myself regularly, so this one lies with me. Anything else for building and grounds?
Am I allowed to make a comment?
I suppose so, as long as it's not inflammatory.
No, I would have said the same thing this morning regarding...
Mr. Schuler, would you come up to the mic? This is something we're discussing for future reference.
Yeah,
so.
I would have said the same thing this morning regardless of what party... This, we call it nonpartisan because it really is. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. If you have the same feelings as this group, you're part of it. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. Obviously, it leans to one side. But I would say the same thing if this was a Republican issue because it's still just the right of the citizens to be able to protest peacefully on public property.
And I'd agree with that. Whatever policy we end up with, although we are not nonpartisan, this is a partisan board, voted Democrat and Republican or independent, I want us to be blind in any of our policies as we make them, regardless of what side you're on. And I feel like we're obviously going to lean one way or another, but in any policy we end up setting or following, I think it's all about fairness and consistency.
Well, and that's when the comment was made that this is a nonpartisan board, that's somewhat deceiving. It's not nonpartisan. It's a partisan board, but the decisions, like you're saying, and the policies that are made are to be nonpartisan.
That's definitely our goal.
Yeah, and that's what was intended, I think, by that comment of nonpartisan. Right. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Mr. Shuler. I let Don up. We do need to wrap this up. This isn't a public forum, or public discussion.
I didn't interrupt you. I thought the public hearing was over with. We're into the committee meetings. I also thought you weren't supposed to do any. The board can't talk during the public hearing to make comments, but yet you're waiting until we're in the committee meetings, and now you're making your public comments on the public hearing. Yes, Roger.
That's perfectly permissible. He was talking about. He assigned my office to create a policy. He just referenced the progress we've made on that. Okay.
Ms. Haith, this is something brought up in public comment where we are working towards something in the future for board discussion, which I'm in the literature in this does it. We're going slightly beyond where we probably should. But in the interest of public policy and something we are going to make, we're trying to be as accommodating as possible towards anyone that does want to get a point across.
Suggestion, Eric, if we're going to have discussion on this topic, especially for public policy, more than what we already have, I would suggest it be actually an agenda item so that any public that wants to discuss it should be able to attend.
Which we will have.
Right. We will have
at some point in time.
Right. But we're kind of getting a lot more into the weeds here. So if we're going to do that, and I don't mind having that conversation, but if we do, it should be an agenda item so that all public can see it and all the public that want to attend can.
Which I would like to. That's the direction we will go. If you have anything in addition for future.
Just your future in reference to the possible policy you're grading around. You talk about fairness. So you're going to have the guys on the lawn taking the flags down this afternoon. You're going to have the Christmas tree, the lighting ceremony on the lawn. You're going to have all kinds of different organizations that are going to be on the lawn. Please consider that in your policy if you're truly going to be fair and treat everybody the same. That has to apply to every group that's on the lawn.
Those are not assemblies. Those are celebrations.
Well,
if it bothers you, the flags are
up,
go publicly say that.
This is Mr. Ray Lobby for the record.
That's a celebration also.
That's fine. You can argue it in court.
And this will be something we'll talk about at an agenda item where there's some time for debate. But I'm very oftentimes let things go further than we should on things. This is something we'll be discussing, though. Input from the public is important to us. The intent here, as far as your question is, we're in committee meetings for buildings and grounds. This is something we are looking towards. So when we are making any decisions on it, we will have it. I said we weren't going to talk about it anymore until we're going to do something. But with all the folks here, I wanted you, since you took the time out of your day to come, to have a chance to say something. It's probably not good interaction at times from a board standpoint and smooth meetings, but we do want to accommodate the public. We do work for you. With that, anything else from building and grounds now that I've hijacked your committee meeting? We'll go on to equalization. Patty gave us a brief update. Anything from the board on equalization? Seeing none, we'll go to finance and insurance. Mr. Juergens.
large ticket items, Applied Connective Technologies, IT Consulting, Data Processing, $13,291.57, Boy Scout Troop 221, Mowing, 11, Pioneer Cemeteries, $11,000, City of Wymore, Quarterly EMS Services, $10,000, Gage County, Transfer to Economic Development, $50,000. Plymouth Electric and Auto Lighting Project, $15,826.59. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $99,458.53. Cather & Sons Asphalt, $12,961. Satt Brothers Petroleum Incorporated, Fuel and Oil, $20,970.96. Engage County Share of Economic Development,
$36,462.42. I did not. I still believe it has got to be the same thing. The industrial site study, which is county wide. We can do anything. It has gone through Ben Beatrice. Toby goes through. Frank sends out.
I'm not really necessarily asking for it to be pulled. I was just more what it is, I guess. I assume it was gone through, but it was quite a large amount, so I was just asking. While we're looking that up, I actually have to try. My kids' school is having a farm to fork grilling thing, and I did volunteer for that, so I'm gonna have to get going shortly. I'd like to hear from Mr. Chavez while he's here yet, if we could.
We will go into law enforcement emergency management then, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Lytle while Sergeant Chavez is here.
Good morning. John Chavez, Deputy with Gage County Sheriff's Office. I had a letter that I presented to the sheriff that I just asked that he provide to you guys. I was informed he wasn't going to be here, so he asked that I do so.
Nice goal if you want to take one.
Hand it down. Thank you. My goal in this letter is I really want to keep the line of communication open with a lot of the Axon products that was purchased, and how that is going through with installations and progress through the sheriff's office. That was a very big purchase, so I think it's only fair to keep you up to date. I will just kind of cover what the letter's synopsis of it. Again, this letter is to hopefully keep a line of communication open. We did receive all of the equipment, all of the body-worn cameras, and the in-car fleet cameras. Those all are at the office. The body-worn cameras are actively in the field and issued and already in working. Everybody likes them. We are years ahead of technology with just that camera that we got with its capabilities. I could go into them all, but it would take some time. Also, the evidence that we're obtaining with it, the integrity of our evidence is going to be astounding because it's just the way the process works and how it's forwarded and shared with county attorneys and other agencies. The Axon fleet, that is our in-car cameras, we do have all that equipment in. There has been numerous meetings with Axon on the installation and all the hardware. They will be sending a team out on site. They will be here until it's done. They estimate it'll take 3 to 4 days to do all of our units. That should be estimated completed around the end of December. They will remove the equipment that is in there. They will install theirs, and they are saying once they get one camera in, get everything kind of working the way it's supposed to be with all the technology, SIM cards and whatnot, they could probably do 7 cars a day. So they're thinking they're moving pretty quick. So by the end of December, we'll hopefully have all of them out in our patrol units. That's where we're at right now. Obviously, I'm going to try to keep updating you, especially when those in-car cameras get out in the field.
John, I thought you were a sergeant. You were not.
I'm a deputy.
Okay, I thought you were a sergeant. No. This is a great investment there. Cameras are good for the public and for and for the officers both. There's no two ways on cameras.
No.
Do they train you, or will they provide all the training you need, or is there anything else you need specific to the Axion equipment?
No, all the training is provided by me. I'm an instructor. So through the body cameras, the tasers, and the Axion and fleet cameras, we have had, as far as the body cameras that are out in the field, I have done all training with each individual deputy who will be operating one of those, and I will do so again with the in-car cameras. I will train them on all its capabilities and technology part of it, and we'll go from there. But I'm the one that's going to be training them through Axion.
I just want to say thank you for coming in and giving us the update.
Yep.
John, the plate readers are in this then also?
Yep, the automatic license plate readers are in there. There's going to be an intensive training. It's a big piece of equipment that has a lot of capabilities that we want to make sure we're utilizing. So.
And that scans with the license plate reader. Does that come mm-hmm. into the system that we're already using then?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep, it comes right into all the hardware we have already in our vehicles.
Perfect.
So there's hot list that agencies can put out. So somebody from Missouri was involved in a homicide. They can send that hot list out through the plate and put it on the hot list. It's entered into the surrounding counties. It's in our system automatically from that other agency. So if that car would meet that car forward or reverse and behind us, a lot of cameras that can read in different directions, it would pick up that plate and notify us automatically.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
John?
Yep.
All the equipment, everything that we have in the car, they're going to have everything hooked up so it all works together.
Yes.
When they walk away, you're not going to have anything that doesn't work.
Correct.
Because of something they've done.
Correct.
I assume.
That's what their team, their Axion fleet teams, when they come out to your agency, they will not leave until it's working correctly.
Right.
And we already are in working with our IT. He is going to be there. They are going to be there the first day to make sure that we don't have to be making phone calls and make sure something's not working.
Perfect.
Everybody's going to be there on the same page and get it working.
So they're going to do the ones to get everything worked
yep,
out.
Yep, make sure we know what we got, make sure everything's working with what we have.
Just so they don't
yep.
and walk away and leave you not with what you need for safety.
Axion has been great to work with. They're really
the,
good.
The equipment that you already have, is there anything that's not hooked up that we need to get Applied Connective in to get it hooked up, or anyone else?
The equipment that we currently have in there?
We had some equipment that we haven't had installed.
The only thing that we had left that I was aware of, and I don't know where you're at on that, was the e-citations. We had the hardware, just not the software. Were we close on that yet?
The e-citations appears Chief Klaus is working with, so any
okay.
questions with that would be directed to him.
Okay. I'll check in a little bit
good,
more.
Good pass.
John, I'm just curious.
Yes.
How many other counties in Nebraska have this kind of technology, and especially our surrounding counties?
Well, currently, the BX Police Department has Axion equipment. From what I'm understanding, they're trying to go full Axion, which, again, and I know NSP has some, so... And I might not be answering your question here, but Beatrice PD, we're all going to be able to work well with each other as
sure.
far as that evidence. But what was...
But outside of Gage County?
I haven't... I know Lincoln has some. I'm not sure if they just have so many cameras for so much of the department to use, if it's not full-blown Axion just across the board. But I know there are other cameras around, but I'm not for sure on every independent agency. There's a lot of companies out there.
One thing I'd say about this specifically is I think we need to say thank you to you and also to Ms. Haxby. Yes. I feel like both of you have put some effort into this process, and I'm sure there's other people as well, but I know these two have done a lot for this project, and I think this is a big step forward for our safety on the public and our office.
Thank you. I appreciate you. If you need something, just call me.
He did a lot of the hard groundwork on that one, so thank you.
Well, bucks are tough everywhere. This is a good investment, whether it's cars, firearms, or camera equipment. We want to make sure we still aren't thrifty, but we're supporting our law enforcement. We do appreciate it.
It was a good coordination with DPD as well as the sheriff's office and our office to make sure it's all got together.
I was going to say the attorney's office as well.
Yes.
Not me. It's people in the
Yes. Yes.
That was a good coordination to save some money.
Yep. Yes. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Anything else for law enforcement emergency management?
I don't believe so at this time.
There's that rule. There's a rule that we voluntary here. Human resources, we will have continued discussion with FOP, nothing really else to update. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
I'll do it.
There's not much.
Okay.
Okay.
Dirt crew replaced tube and moved equipment. Graded road, built fence. Asphalt crew, cold patch, milled fill. Bridge crew, fixed bridge in Liberty Township. I saw the repair, what was done on that. I assume it's done, Mark?
It's open.
And open? Okay. That's it. We've had nice weather, so.
70s this weekend again.
I know.
With that, we will. Anything else for committee reports?
Is there a cost to this for the county? Didn't see anything on there.
We're just allowed to use. Just allowed. Allows us to tie into that.
Yeah, I didn't see.
It's just with the mutual agreement.
Yeah.